Professor John Pucker teaches urban planning and public policy at Rutgers and has been studying cycling for the past 15 years. He spent the past week in Seattle and Vancouver and says his recent ride into downtown Seattle was highly stressful. He says the main marked bikeway, a shared lane on 2nd Avenue, gives riders a false sense of security.
I found it extremely dangerous. I mean, it's an accident waiting to happen. We almost got doored several times. There were people who were trying to parallel park their cars right into the bike lane. What is there now is more dangerous than nothing.
By contrast, Pucker says he enjoyed biking other parts of Seattle, such as the Burke Gilman Trail and the buffered lane on Dexter. But all of that paled in comparison to rides earlier in the week in Vancouver, BC, where the city has recently put in 6 miles of separated bike tracks. He says it's clear that's what Seattle needs to do as well.
I think it's a pity. There's so much potential here in Seattle, and it's going lost because there doesn't seem to be the political will to implement these things.
The latest update of the Bicycle Master Plan calls for more protected bike tracks. The plan is expected to be formally adopted by the Seattle City Council sometime this fall, but still lacks funding. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.